Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Well, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
I think you'll be on Willard and Dibbs today. See, I should know. I know. But you always hate and make me think, you know, I think he's on today. Willard and Dibby.
Well,
give him the horn, please. The buzzer.
We have word. It's probably not going to happen today.
Oh, okay. So I did right. See how I didn't?
No, but
I underpromised. Yeah. I'm proud of myself. 2026.
It's just sex performance.
So I can be clear, we're likely not getting Steve Kerr today.
And that's how I set it up, in case they do get him. Damn it. He don't want to talk after last night. Huh?
I'm sure it's probably not that. Gotcha. Kerr, listen. Kurt, I'm so sick of this.
Can you read that last super chat?
Because I was saving
this from Evan.
I don't think I can.
With the Butler numbers, because I want to say and get his thoughts too.
All right. Well, keep in mind these numbers haven't been verified.
Okay. All right,
but I like my guy, Previs Daniel TV.
Okay.
This guy's getting free pub left and right. Jimmy Butler has a 75% true shooting percentage without Draymond. With Draymond, he's a 53% true shooting percentage. What that means, Jimmy ain't that efficient with Draymond.
And I do wonder if those numbers are in fact true, how much gravity or cachet Jimmy has to where if that fan knows that, and we appreciate him, they know that. Could I make a case, guys, that in a crazy way is Dray in Jimmy's way?
Yeah, I think he is. I think it's well said. I think that's what we're finding out this year, is that they actually both like to play where they hold and survey just a little bit.
Wow.
And Butler is on a different level than Draymond, I think, when it comes to that at this point.
Evan, does that come off foul for me just asking that?
I mean, I think they both aren't. I know Jimmy is shooting well this season, but they're not volume three-point shooters, so it's kind of tough to have them both out there. And one of them turns it over a lot more than the other.
Wow.
Yeah. This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. It's kind of funny. Hey, what are the Warriors going to do about it? Not much. I couldn't count Draymond's unprofessional moments on two hands. Draymond is starting on Christmas. Book it.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Foul him!
Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. Let's go to Sean in Castro Valley.
CV.
Hey, Sean, how are you, my man?
Fine, good. What's going on, guys?
You got it.
Hey, I mean, I think it's just another great day for you, the radio host. Just another Draymond incident. You guys get to talk about it. And, I mean, this guy is just, he's great for the radio, you know? I got to say.
I mean, we don't like doing this.
Well, I don't mind it. I mean, if it's there, it's there. And it's there, Sean.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, let's just keep talking about it. I mean, it was just the other night with the Suns, right? Gets into it with Dylan Brooks. Like, yeah. I have Draymond in both my fantasy basketball leagues, and at the Dylan Brooks Draymond matchup, it scared me going into it. I was like, I don't know if I want to play Draymond because there's a chance that.
But
he
why
might
did
get
you dead. Draft him? That's my question. Go ahead. Why did you draft him?
I love Draymond. All right, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's going late. You can get him in the last round or the second to the last round.
And what does that tell you? Hey, Sean.
He's a PRA guy. I can give it to him. He's a PRA guy.
All right, I got
what's
you.
PR? What's PRA?
Points, rebound, assist.
Gambling term.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Like, we don't like coming in with this stuff.
I don't mind it. I mean, seriously, I don't dictate the tempo of what these guys,
I think you know this about, I don't like bullies, and I don't think a lot of people like bullies, and that's what Dre's been. I think his game's fallen off. Offensively, he's a liability, and for him to pound his chest about the one turnover when nobody asked lets me know he's on that Klay Thompson track. And Stoney, I'm wondering, the year's not over, so I'm going to use it. How frisky the Warriors might be come the 15th.
Doesn't matter.
Or just reduce his role.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it don't matter?
Because you said frisky. I don't care. I tuned out.
Oh,
God. Draymond asked if he knew. Just listen to Draymond.
Going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates.
But it's also
not my decision whether I go back in the game or not. But I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them, you know, so it's no issue with me not going back in. That was quite stiff, to be honest. So,
well said.
Probably better I didn't go back in.
Wow.
Well said.
How about, you know,
a dude quits on the group.
If I didn't go in, that's obviously Steve's decision, and I have to respect that. No, it's like, yeah, he didn't put me in. Good thing I was stiff anyway. I mean, what?
Less is more, man. I wish I wouldn't have heard that, Evan. So now you're comparing being on the end of the bench in a hoodie is you're helping the team. You're not coaching.
Let me make one thing clear.
His presence.
You said, would anybody have a problem saying Draymond quit? Yeah, Draymond would have a problem.
Going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates.
Hell no. So,
but it's also not my decision whether I go back in the game or not, but I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them, you know? So it's no issue with me not going back in. That was quite stiff, to be honest. So it's probably better I didn't go back in.
Yeah. Did it cross his mind that he might not go back into the game?
Right!
Because he left the bench and went into the locker
room. That's all I want
to
hear.
I don't think it crossed his mind.
Not at all. That's what I'm searching for. Self-reflection, Evan. Jesus.
I mean, sounds like accountability to me.
How's your relationship with Steve?
We've won a lot of championships together. A lot of success. He's had a lot of success as a coach. I've had a lot of success as a player. Those things can never be taken away, you know. So we continue to move forward, figure out what we need to do to win games, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, he's definitely playing on Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
You just hit
gracious.
It out the park with that one, man.
Let's go to Roxy. Roxy's in Lafayette. Hey, Roxy, how you doing? The home of course, the Roundup. Mm-hmm. What's up, Roxy?
Hello. Thank you
hey.
For taking my call.
Hey.
You're
welcome.
I'm just calling to defend, actually, Draymond, because if you look at the video, right, and we've been with Draymond the way he is, he's hot, you know, and we've seen it last year when he was so embarrassed and he was, everybody was just appalled at him. He's actually taking account about his behavior in terms of what he needs to do. When he's at that moment, you see the coach on the back. I don't know what his name is. He goes around as African-American.
Vereen,
and then he leans over, and I don't know if he said something to him or whatever it was, but Draymond is saying, I was too hot, right? When you are at that point, what do you want him to do? Keep arguing? He removed himself from the situation, and he took a break. And yeah, you guys are saying he walked away from the team. But what do you want him to do when he's so hot? Stay there and then get into a whole physical thing again? No, he actually grew up from what happened. So I just don't like the fact that you just keep beating on him in this sense when he's actually taking account and he has changed his behavior and how he's playing. So if you can please address that.
Hey, don't hang up, young lady. I got a question for you, young lady. I got a question for you. I got a quick question, and I hear you, and I appreciate you calling.
Not fair, because he's a human being. He has his son, and everybody's like, oh, it's his birthday, and they're attacking him. I'm like, no, please don't do that.
Let me ask you this, if you don't mind. What I want to know and why I feel so disrespected is, what would have happened had he stayed there? Ask yourself that. And when you get the answer, young lady, nobody is that important to disrespect or threaten without even opening up their mouth that if they don't leave, something else might happen. Were the authorities going to be called? What was, ask yourself, I hear you, ask yourself, what was he going to do? So when I hear that, I'm like, that is totally disrespectful. What do you mean? That's like a kid telling their parent, you better get away from me. I need a minute or else what?
Goo, you are losing it right now. Like, you're yelling, and I'm not yelling. I'm asking you to be reasonable. You're not in his shoes, and the fact that you guys don't acknowledge that he has grown and whatever he's going through, and you just keep, oh, he walked away, he did that, and then you're laughing and you're yelling. I'm like, this is about his behavior. And then if you're saying what would have happened or what, whatever it is, we know the past about Draymond. So he decided whenever his coach did that, he stood up and he walked away. And he told us on the press conference, this was the decision that was best for me and for everybody else.
Okay. I got you. I hear you.
Roxy, thank you for the call. I mean, listen, I must not have been listening to the whole show because about four times I said, he extricated himself from a situation where he knew he was probably going to lose his temper. Like, there is something admirable in that. But he's still wrong for leaving the team, and he's still wrong for going into the locker room, and whether the Warriors want to do anything about it is up to them. But, yeah, I'll give him a small benefit of the doubt,
right.
But the larger picture is it was a setback for Draymond Green. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean,
like, no, if
in theory he had to take anger management courses a couple years ago, whatever, when all that stuff was going down, what if they said, look, if you find yourself feeling that way, You got to get yourself out of that situation.
And I hear her point.
And like
I disagree.
Like I'm not saying what he did was good at all.
Okay, that's
and
how
I think,
it's coming
and I,
across.
I still
I
think there should
me.
Be consequences for what he did. I'm not dismissing yelling at your coach like that in a timeout.
I think it was
very similar to what happened to Butler and Spoelstra. I thought.
Wow. But I'll say this. And I know you don't agree with me. And what was the young lady's name?
Roxy.
Roxy. I like how she put that down. But Stani, do you think I'm wrong for just who I am as a person not feeding in or feeling
I think you both have a good point.
Okay.
I really both have points. Hey, look.
I got you.
And this is what happens when he's done it time and time and time and time again. Some guys, people are getting sick of it, and other people are gonna support him. $5 super chat from our main man Prev. Draymond is the
give it to us $5. He's spending a lot.
He spent like $40 over the last 2 days. We should get some of that. Draymond is the only NBA player with more turnovers and fouls than field goals with 250 minutes played. He's top five in turnovers in clutch minutes. Evan can verify.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Do you feel a shift is coming? Because offensively, I do feel like I've told you, and I've been on this, no victory lap, but I felt like the way that they've utilized Draymond was the birth of a dynasty. The league's change is caught up. And, Steinie, I think now we're watching not him get exposed, but him getting away. And when he's out, to Monty Poole's point in question, we can't argue that the Warriors – the ball movement's better. They're faster without Dre. And you can't tell me he's so smart that he doesn't know or see that. But what are you going to do with it? Ignore it? And he'll come back Christmas and we'll try to figure it out?
I mean, is
it 25-minute roll staring him in the face or 20 or however many minutes? Is that what's next?
Okay. Here's the way I look at it. Do you remember when the Durant and Draymond thing happened and then it all was done and they started talking about it in the offseason. Do you remember what bothered Durant the most about that?
The Steve Kerr never brought it up.
Nobody brought it up. They just swept it under the rug. That's what the Warriors do.
I don't like that as a fan.
Okay.
We talk about this culture.
It was fine when they were winning four titles, though, wasn't it? We all liked it then. Like, this is what happens when you're not winning. And these things happen. It's not cool anymore. When they were winning four titles and going to conference finals, he was worth it. Some of us are coming to the conclusion that it's not worth it anymore. Mm. And some have come to that conclusion years ago. And I'm kind of there now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's just not good. You know, and go ahead. Who texted you? Like, this is kind of what I'm talking. Like, who texted you?
Willard. Oh, yeah, Will.
Willard. Okay, yeah. What did Willard say?
Because I sent the video to him in DMs. So we got things going. And he goes, Dre always has a way to mess up Victory Tuesday. And then I was thinking, what's that? Then it took me a second. I was slow. I go, right. Like, the overshadow.
Just won their second game in a row.
Yeah.
They beat the Magic by 20. And
I just, what was our girl's name, Roxy Steinie?
Yeah.
I just, and if you guys are going to break out the anger management stuff, I'll take two, three steps back. And because I, you know what, that's real. But the fact that he went to the locker room, you quit on your team. You could say whatever you put yourself before, you quit on your team.
And going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates. So, but it's also not my decision whether I go back in the game or not. But I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them. You know, so it's no issue with me not going back in. I was quite stiff, to be honest. So it's probably better I didn't go back in.
Hey, and I'm going to say this, and you can tell me I'm doing too much, and it'll be fine, Stoney. Evan brought it up. If you watch that video closely, you would have thought Moody was at a bar and something was about to pop. Like, he had to intervene. I'm just watching. I mean, what was Moody? Watch Moody's body, his mannerisms.
He was looking at Dre like, relax.
But what I was saying, it relax. Are you really about to do this? Watch that video. It's telling.
Yeah, nobody ever got up.
You should also look at the rest of the faces in the video.
You know
who wasn't fazed at all?
Yep. 30.
Jerry Stackhouse.
You're right. Jerry was looking off yonder. You're right, Evan. I'm not laughing. This ain't fun, Roxanne.
Roxy.
But you're right. Now you got me thinking, are there going to be any?
There aren't. That texter was right. Of course they're not. I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Here's the one thing I was thinking. Let's take the extremes. And this is kind of where I'm going to give, I do think Roxy's.
The extremes. All right, I got you.
So Draymond Green is angry 3 years ago, and he punches Jordan Poole right in the face.
We all saw.
Just decks him.
Yes.
Big problems.
Ruined him.
He goes to anger management, blah, blah, blah. And now it's 3 years later, and he feels he is running hot. He is running hot. And he didn't punch anybody. I get it. That's an extreme. Now, he could have handled it better, no doubt. But he just had to go. And he went into the locker room in order to ensure that he would not do something really bad.
Okay.
And I'm not
commending that.
I'm not commending it, but I'm not criticizing it either.
Okay.
There are some things that are more important,
yes, sir,
than going back into a basketball game or not going back in or playing or not playing. And if he thought in that moment that he was volatile and possibly going to do something, then he did as much of the right thing as he could have done.
Do you have?
But
I hear
he still
you.
Can
that
pay
right.
a price.
Okay,
it's because it's not like he was perfect.
Now,
obviously,
I just keep going to my life. Evan has brothers and sisters. You got brothers and sisters, and you got children. You got kids. Stoney, why do I look at this as if Daryl and Milan, my daughter and son, got in a fight? Brothers and sisters fight all the time. Donovan and Daryl. I get that, but you know who doesn't fight all the time? Is mom, dad versus son, daughter. You can have arguments, but there better be respect. So I just got an issue that you had to get up and go cool off on your superior. I understand teammate. I would understand. Maybe I would understand if it was assistant coach. But the fact that it was your coach that you got to go cool off to, that don't sit right with me. And that's why I liken brothers and sisters or brothers and brothers having a fight. Yeah, that happens. Okay, we'll get through it. But you don't dare step or try to disrespect your parents. And if you do, there's a hellified price to pay. Am I wrong with that? Am I wrong? No, and it's okay if you say, goo, that's a little... Those are majorly two different things in my mind. So going at your coach
but he's
and having
gone at
to cool down
for 14 years,
it still don't sit right with me.
I'm not.
You are being majorly disrespectful. That because you're having a disagreement with your coach, that's when you need to utilize what you've learned wherever. That to me is disrespectful. And that's why I'm looking on every TV here in the studio. And now this video's run everywhere. How do the Warriors get better from that? It's another episode.
I mean, they're used to it. We can say that. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, what's going on, man?
Hey, ain't nothing much. Hey, man, hey. Hey, I'm on Draymond's side, man. He took himself away so nothing could happen, or whatever y'all think may happen or may not happen. But
right,
he took himself out to go get a breath, a fresher breath air. He was already running hot. He was already sweating coming out the game, so all emotions is running high anyway on both parts. So we was already losing. So Curry is running high. So it's not just Draymond, it's both of them. It takes a man to walk away to come back and apologize, and I feel like he did that. So at the end of the day, that the last call, I feel like she was right, and you sounded like Draymond guru yelling at the lady when you trying to get your point across, and she was just trying to get her point across.
Yeah, we were just conversating. I wasn't yelling at her, but I hear you.
But the same thing. So Draymond and Steve Kerr was conversating.
Mm.
Back and forth with each other. So it's not just him. So he came a long way. But other than that, I called to say, yeah, it's about time for one of them to go to the bench and be that sixth man. Because
it's
not just Dre, it's Jimmy too. They both can't coexist with each other on the court at the same time. And mind it, Dre got four rings and Jimmy don't. So it's Draymond offense.
Yeah,
so Jimmy just coming on the board.
Austin, hey Austin, I'm with you. The only thing I would do, I didn't hear an apology from Draymond Green last night. Like Austin said, you know, he said he was sorry. I didn't hear an apology. Anyway,
if Kerr needed to do that, Stoney?
Kerr needed to do what?
A coach just walked up out into the team. Like, but he needed to kid. You know what I mean?
Well, it's called getting kicked out. You know, I mean, coaches have certainly done that. All right, 888-957-9570. I'm going to clean up all these calls on the other side. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Trade. Let me start this over, ladies and gentlemen. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.